what we like to do to wrap the program up, to start the week of Crunch Time. I don't know how to present it any more efficiently than, well, this.
Well, it's big and terrible. More frightening than I ever thought possible.
Sounds kind of good, doesn't it?
Other people want it. It must be good.
So it's bad. How bad?
Oh my God, that's the worst thing I ever heard in my life.
That's right. The Richter scale is how we wrap Crunch Time on Mondays, and we end Mondays by talking about what happened over the weekend and some news also today that broke. I'm Nick. I bring up these stories. Alex, and when Steve is here, they both rate their importance and how they shook up the sports world. We begin with big breaking news out of Eugene today. Oregon softball head coach Mike White is going to be leaving Oregon to become the head coach with the Texas Longhorns. White won five Pac-12 titles in 6 years with five trips to the College World Series in Oklahoma City, while having a 7.95 winning percentage in his 9 years in Eugene. How big of an impact is this going to have on the softball program?
By the way, five trips to the World Series. Think about that for a bit. How, you know, the baseball team has never made it. Only eight qualify, and this conference is cutthroat. I don't think a lot of people really get what he's accomplished until you sit down and run the numbers. Based on what I just said, I can't imagine it isn't substantial. It's a 9.5. I don't know if you could replace him with anybody.
Might have a big impact on their recruiting class as well, which is number one in the country, I believe.
Well, they've just been classic reload case.
All right, next one. Whenever records are tied or broken, it's always big news, and the record we begin with today is 34-year-old right-handed pitcher with a 4.67 career ERA has tied the MLB record for most teams played for, and that would be Edwin Jackson. Jackson got called up to play for the A's today, his 13th Major League team, tying Octavio Dotel, who played for 13 teams in 15 years. Octavio's longest stint with one team was 3 years with the Astros, and Jackson actually hasn't played a full season with one team since 2014. If you look at their baseball reference pages, they are just incredible to look at. How big of an achievement is this for Edwin Jackson?
And by the way, a topic I was planning and bringing up in Sports Talk about Hall of Famers throughout the sports we follow and which have played with the most teams. So I spent some time
Edwin
Jackson,
on this. Next on that list.
13 teams is insane. What was the question again?
How great of an achievement is this for Jackson?
It's unbelievable. He's still in the majors. You'd be like, we don't want him. 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 15. Da, da, da. And he's starting today.
he's already started. Yeah,
that's incredible. 9.5.
He has, so his 4.67 career ERA. When he makes a debut, his ERA is under 2.5. It's just amazing. Gary the Goat Sanchez has landed on the 10-day DL. The Yankees' third-year catcher pulled up lame on a grounder against the Rays over the weekend with a right groin strain. Elgary has struggled at the plate, hitting 190 with 14 homers and 41 RBI in 63 games this season, but he's also been a liability on defense with a league-leading 9 pass balls allowed. Kyle Higashioka will be Elgary's replacement. How big of a loss is this for the Yankees?
You know, say what you want about his batting average, he still is a presence in the middle of that lineup that does provide cover. He had a big homer against Seattle to tie it at 5 during that series. But, like you said, he handles the staff okay. He's still a young catcher with room to grow. I don't think because of his productivity this year, they're really missing a lot immediately. He said he's going to be out 3 to 4 weeks, so with the kind of team they've put together, and I'm still concerned about their pitching as far as their starters, I'm going to say this is an impact, a 6, but not a kaboom.
Okay. Something bad has happened to the Mariners, and that bad thing is having to play two of the three best teams in baseball in the same week. Since the M's impressive homestand, including a series against the Angels and Red Sox, Seattle's 1-6 on the road against the Red Sox and Yankees, getting outscored 30-48. Seattle is back to now 4.5 games behind the Astros, but still in contention for the second wild card spot because the AL Central just isn't good. How worried should the Mariners be at this point in the season?
Well, they're right in it, and there aren't a lot of American League teams pushing them. And the two teams who are kind of neck and neck, they actually have a pretty soft schedule coming up at Baltimore with Felix throwing, then the Royals. So I think it'll be important to see how they bounce back from that rather toothy part of the schedule. But they should be concerned, but not panic-stricken. So I'll give that a 6.5.
All right, World Cup madness time. Tony Cruz hit an incredible game winner against Sweden on Sunday for Germany. Mexico blew past Korea. Argentina stay alive as Iceland are beaten by Nigeria. Harry Kane scored a hat trick for England, and they will play Belgium for the chance to win Group G. And today, a double VAR decision as Iran and Spain were both awarded penalties, and both games ended in draws as Spain win Group B with Portugal finished second. The knockout round matches are starting to get set up. The final match day with two games being on at the same time is over the top madness through the end of the week. How over the top 10 was the World Cup this weekend?
The World Cup is awesome. I gotta tell you, I actually normally I'm not that big on it. I love a lot of the advertising that surrounds it because you could make an assumption that the world is watching, not like with the Super Bowl where you know a lot of Americans are watching it. To me, the World Cup from actually, the first day was kind of boring, but since then, the second day on, there's been
five goals scored the first day.
Yeah, but all on, for by one team,
and still and the, five goals,
and the team who, despite some other people in this country, is our sworn enemy. I'm not rooting for Russia. So yeah, the World Cup's a 10.5. This has been awesome.
Only half point over 10. That's incredible.
That's over 10.
You didn't want to go 12 or 13?
No,
come on.
No. I want to be realistic. I want to make it higher than a number that doesn't exist.
So all numbers over 11, 12,
right,
13.
Right. It's
fake
Spinal
numbers.
Tap. You don't can't turn it up to 10. You can it's turn it up to just 11 when you need that little something extra.